94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I'm really excited. This Friday, there's a new movie coming out. It's called The Last Showgirl, starring Pamela Anderson. And I saw an advanced screening of it last week over at the Beverly Theater. Like, Pamela Anderson was there. It was a huge thing. They had a Q&A with her. And I'm so excited for this movie to come out. Just obviously living here, I think locals are going to really be drawn to this movie. It was like a love letter to Las Vegas, and just shows the struggles that some of this entertainment that we have on the Strip, we really take for granted as locals. You know, it's like we have world-class entertainment right here in our backyard, and so many people that are just grinding every day to keep ourselves entertained. And it showed this Pam Anderson's character. She's a showgirl, and the show she's in is about to close down. And it's just like real life, like when Jubilee closed down, you know, it was crazy. And her struggle to find, like, what else can I do? And you guys got to go see it. It comes out on Friday.
I saw the trailer when you first started talking about it. I think when the trailer just dropped and you said, Steph, check it out. So I did. I watched it. I had the chills. I really hope that she wins. Pamela Anderson wins an award for this role. That's how good the trailer was.
She was really good in it. And it shows like the struggle that we don't think about. We all have our struggles in life. But these entertainers, and I'm super excited because we actually have a real life showgirl on hold right now that we're going to talk to in a second. The struggles that they have to deal with working in entertainment and like proving their relevancy as you get older and stuff like that. I can still do that. It was just so good.
Was it based on a true story?
I think maybe loosely, like this wasn't specifically based on one person, but gotcha. I would guess maybe we ask our friend Bex about that. Bex, she is an actual showgirl, and she was in the movie. My buttons are not working.
There we go.
Bex, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, it's so great to have you. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to you, Bex. I saw that you just recently became a U.S. citizen.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. But you are a real life showgirl. And you were at the same screening I was last week. What did you think of the movie?
I honestly absolutely loved it. I laughed. I cried. It took me right back to those like last final days in the dressing room before the closing of Jubilee. And I tell you, the way they wrote the script, it feels like there was a fly on the wall, like writing everything down that we said verbatim, because the script is legitimate. Like, that's exactly what we were living and what we were going through during those times.
What did you find? A lot of the struggles that Pam Anderson's character had to deal with were the struggles of being a mom and working in that industry, and also just as she got older, being relevant in that industry. What were your biggest struggles, or are your biggest struggles working in that industry?
Honestly, the same. I'm a mother of two beautiful children, and each time I've had a child, it's kind of like reinventing yourself, getting yourself back into shape, getting yourself back into shows, auditioning. And of course, during the time of me having my children, we went through the pandemic, so a lot of shows closed. So, you know, there wasn't a lot of shows that were even available to be a part of, you know. So it's definitely about reinventing yourself, staying up to date, staying relevant as well, and really working hard to really strive forward and know what you want, setting those goals, finding the show you want to be in next, working really hard to get in it and being a part of it. And that's honestly been mostly my life, like, you know, working hard, being very lucky in getting the shows that I've ever wanted, but, you know, moving on and moving forward as well at the same time.
One of the big stories is just that she's so sad because the art of the Las Vegas showgirl she feels is just going away. And what do you think about that? The showgirl is so iconic when it comes to Las Vegas. And as one, what do you think the state of the showgirl is right now?
I mean, honestly, that is true. It is so sad, and there isn't a real Las Vegas showgirl anymore. We have these hints to the Las Vegas showgirl, for example, the Vegas Golden Knights, the bells that they have, mm-hmm. and those are legitimate showgirls, and most of them were from Jubilee as well, and Follies. But then there's also Vegas the Show, which is like an ode to the showgirl. They have like some showgirl moments in there, but really, like, as far as a real showgirl goes, there isn't any more. And of course Dita Las Vegas as well at Voltaire, she actually uses the costumes from Jubilee, which is wonderful. So you do get to see those legendary and historical costumes from Jubilee in the Dita show that is currently at Voltaire. But otherwise, yeah, the real showgirl is, she's lost.
She's going away. It's so sad. You were in the movie.
Yes.
Right? You were featured in the movie. What part were you in, and how was that working on it?
I was one of the showgirls, obviously. So I was in that main, we were doing a lot of like extra stuff, and I was in that main last showgirl scene, that's the end of the Razzle Dazzle show. And what was it like? It was awesome. It was so much fun. It was, you know, working with Pamela, and of course they were very much in their zone and really getting into character. So it's not like we were really talking to them or with them, but it was just a lot of fun being behind the scenes and shooting all that extra work where we're running back and forth in the hallways and
it's
stuff.
It's chaotic in the back, you know?
I can't wait to watch the movie.
Yes. Funny story, it was so chaotic that actually two of us actually got like stuck together. Our headdresses got stuck together during one of the tapes. Yes, we were like backing.
You have to be careful. Those things are huge. Yes.
How did you guys? Yes. How did you guys get apart? Did someone have to help you, or were you guys able to?
I mean, we did. Yeah, we like backed up. We were like, reverse. I think they probably stopped filming straight away when they saw that happening. Pamela had like a laugh on her face because it happened right in front of her. And then we just disconnected. It was so funny. But those are the things that happen, real life.
That's the life of being a showgirl. Bex, please keep keep that life of the showgirl alive as long as possible. It's so Vegas. And we're so proud of you, not just for being in this film, but also, like I said, for becoming a U.S. citizen. That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
She's awesome. You guys got to go see this movie. It's The Last Showgirl, comes out Friday. Amazing movie, and again, a love letter to Las Vegas. It's Mix 94.1.